And what an honor and a joy to be able to serve God's Word tonight. I've been out of the pulpit too long, I feel, but on the other hand, the Lord has been feeding us through His Word, feeding us through the servant of the Word, Pastor David, and it is an honor to be here tonight and to be here for this equipping service. Equipped we are by the Lord, and we as pastors and Pastor's Row there, as sometimes we call this. It's like really close to Skid Row, you know. Backsliding row is very easy. So we need the Lord to equip us pastors. We're called to equip all of God's saints, set apart to serve the Lord. And so we build up one another in God's Word for the work of ministry. And tonight we are being especially equipped in learning to share the good news of Jesus with the divine plan. During my my childhood, during my life as a boy, and then as a college student, and then as a teacher for a number of years, and then since 1997 as a pastor, I've been reminded how much Martin Luther encourages every believer to be equipped in Christ, in God's Word. Martin Luther, you know, wrote especially the small catechism, guess who for? Dads and moms. Dads and moms, grandpas and grandmas, for them to take to their children or grandchildren and share the good news of Jesus in a very basic way. And so Martin Luther encourages every Christian to be built up in saving faith by reading prayerfully often both the Gospel of John, which we've been hearing a little bit of tonight, and Paul's epistles, especially the epistle to the Romans, John and Romans, clearly call us to trust and obey Jesus. We are built up in our faith, our trust in Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus alone can take away my sin and your sin. Jesus shed His blood on His cross for you and for me and for those that we are equipped to reach out to and share with. So we can learn from key scriptures and Bible-based tools like the Divine Plan to point others to Jesus. The Divine Plan is a basic way, you might say, of showing and telling parts of the Apostles' Creed, especially boiling down God's Word from key Bible books. Look again, please, at the eight frames of your first copy of the Divine Plan. And look on the other side. Dr. Harry Wendt has written explanations of each frame on the back side. So with each picture frame, there's an explanation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He gives basic Bible passages and basic teachings you can read and share. Now, please pair up with someone near you, one other person near you, and with this one other person, take turns right now sharing with each other briefly the divine plan frame by frame. I've given you an example how that can be done. Now, encourage yourselves and each other by doing that with someone near you. Pair up. One, just two of you in a pair. Doesn't have to be husband and wife, but it could be whatever you like. But now pair up and especially focus on frames 6 and 7. If you can go briefly through everything, but focus especially on frames 6 and 7 and their explanations. Take turns sharing. Take about 3 minutes each in learning how to share the good news of Jesus with the divine plan. About 3 minutes each. And I'll give you more time, but I'll also circulate around. So talk to each other and share the divine plan in a pair. And if you need to find someone that's alone, maybe Don and Joe, maybe. And then,
yeah.
Do
you want to share with each other, and then I'll share with you. So why don't you move inside and share with your sister? That'd be good. And then I'll sit here a little bit. About 3 or 4 minutes, but if you'd like to have a few more minutes, if one person only has talked, you should switch so that the other person can tell and share as well. So switch if you haven't already. We need to let that be something to continue, and thank you for willingly sharing together. This is important, that you build up your faith in the Lord and the confidence of actually sharing it tonight. You've heard it shared one way, and now you've shared it with another person, hopefully. And I believe that we are more equipped now. Every time I share, I'm more equipped. The Lord fills me with His Word, and now as this little 8-frame visual aid with explanations builds us up, I'm glad for the Emmanuel Council, for Pastor David, that they've ordered in enough of these for us at a discounted rate of 35 cents, and there are enough copies here tonight for each of you to receive at least 2 copies as a gift to you, and gifts. And there's a few little extras. These are extras here tonight, right? So this is, and you can order more, but I would encourage you, by the way, if some of you say, well, we want more, because I've had sometimes people say, I want more for my granddaughter, my grandson, or I want my niece or nephew. Perhaps we could arrange something so if people want to order them through Emmanuel, we'll get a rate after 100, we get a discount, right? And go on the website if you like. Now this, over the years, I've seen the divine plan. I've worked with it, I've seen others use it, I've heard testimonials, and it has been a true blessing to grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, young people, children. It's a tried, tested, and true way of equipping and encouraging us in trusting and obeying Jesus' command for each of us in making disciples, in calling others to follow Jesus. Remember when Pastor Kimball, who was installing Pastor David, was here, he said, each one of us is responsible for the Great Commission. And this is another step we can take in helping us follow through. So be sure to take both copies home. One for yourself to build yourself up, take it home tonight, and take the other copy for you to give away to one other person who you will hopefully sit down and share the plan with. And so I invite you even now to start, please, thinking and asking the Lord to guide you in sharing the divine plan with one person this week. This week, if possible. Think of one person God impresses on your heart and mind. The person that could be a family member, a friend, a coworker, a classmate, or a neighbor. And why will you think of one other person for you to share the divine plan with, hopefully this coming week? Well, the Holy Spirit of Jesus works through God's Word in each and every one of you. He's here tonight in us to the glory of our Heavenly Father and for the good of the person that you are called to share with. Each one of us has been built up this evening in our most holy faith, and each of us are now freshly equipped. And it's best freshly to share the bread of life with one other person you know who is also hungry to feed on God's Word. And remember, as you also read through the Gospel of John and the passages on the back side of the picture portion of the frames, Jesus calls disciples to call one person at a time. One brother, like Andrew, shares with another brother, Simon Peter, to come and you will see Jesus. And as then, now, one friend finds another friend to share the good news of Jesus the Messiah. I think on Tuesday, Pastor Day put it, we're found by the Lord to find someone else and share with them, one person. The Holy Spirit truly is here tonight, working through God's Word for us and each of us to be called to be disciples. And so we can keep on learning to share the good news of the Lord. And as you start thinking about this person this week, you're going to be tempted. Resist that temptation not to share, because the Lord doesn't give up on you and on me. And yet the devil, the world, and our own flesh will say, that's all right. That was good that night, but there'll be some excuse or some reason why you won't want to follow through. Instead, resist the temptation. Stand in the courage and the grace and the peace and the truth and the joy and the faith and the hope and the love and the confidence that's in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Jesus will guide you in sharing his good news with one person he will impress on you to bless. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.